The esophageal voice gives the best approximation of normal voice production, and of all the possibilities, it is by far the most preferable. Some patients achieve an astonishing skill with this method, so that the layman can hardly distinguish their speech from the normal. This method of speech is taught to all people who have lost their larynx to surgical procedures. This method is not only known in Europe, but also in America, China, and Japan.
This new method of speech is called the esophageal voice, because in speaking, the air is pressed into the esophagus, and after that, it is belched again. The air in the mouth is pressed with the tongue and the cheek muscles into the esophagus. Now they have found that the motion that is necessary for the air pressing mostly agrees with the explosive consonants P, T, and K. When we want to belch, we use these consonants P, T, and K in combination with the vowels A, E, and O. For instance, pa, pi, po, ta, ti, to. We just used to say these nonsense syllables till a sound is heard. To learn belching is for every patient one of the most difficult problems. But when after much effort we have succeeded in saying pa, for instance, then we are already rather quickly able to say all kinds of simple words like base, puck, party, pipe, table, take, talk, keep, kind, kitchen, and key. When we have obtained a certain fluency with these simple words, we go to apply ourselves to difficult consonants like S and F. Sometimes these consonants can be rather difficult because they have to be formed with the air being found in the mouth and not in the esophagus. The skill of pressing out the air being present in the mouth is not a skill that every pupil possesses at once. For instance, sight, sick, spirit, fast, funny, first. Very soon, already, we are able to say little sentences like, I like you, I saw him, can I go, can you tell me, and so on.